You are Locked On Patriots, your daily New England Patriots podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello to all of you Foxborough faithful. You are now locked in to the Locked On Patriots podcast. Today is Tuesday, January 26th, 2021, and it's time to delve into the defense, the Patriots defense, that is, here on your daily home for news, notes, and analysis, infused with the occasional opinion on your six-time Super Bowl champions, the New England Patriots. Greetings and salutations to all of you out there in Patriots Nation. Thank you so much for joining me here today on this Tuesday episode of Locked On Patriots. My name is Mike DeBate, your host of the Locked On Patriots podcast, which of course is a proud part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. And folks, because it's your team every day, that means your questions, comments, and feedback are always welcomed and greatly appreciated. Share that feedback and send it to the internet by reaching out to me and following me on Twitter at MDABATEFPC. And while you're out there doing some Tuesday traveling through the Twitterverse, please be sure to follow the Locked On Patriots account as well at LO_Patriots. Folks, I've said time and time again here on these airwaves, offense may get the headlines, but defense wins championships. And despite having one of the top-ranked defenses in 2019, Patriots defense took a little bit of a dip in 2020. And a lot of that had to do with the Patriots' inability to set the edge and stop the run. That means issues in the front seven, and the Patriots were hit hard by free agency departures as well as COVID-19 opt-outs. Just to give you an example as to what the Patriots lost from 2019 to 2020 when it came to their personnel in the front seven, Danny Shelton, Kyle Van Noy, Alandon Roberts, Jamie Collins, Dante Hightower, all key members of the Patriots defense in 2019, all gone from the roster in 2020. So, based on that, I'd say it's a pretty safe bet that one of the main offseason priorities for the Patriots is going to be rebuilding the prowess of that defensive front. That also includes the linebacker position. And here today on the pod to talk and prognosticate on the tall task of rebuilding the Patriots defense is a man who knows a thing or two about defense himself. Not only is he a brilliant football mind, he's also a pretty brilliant military mind. That's right, our good friend, our resident voice of reason, Steve Balestrieri of PatsFans.com joins me here today, and we will be breaking down the interior of the Patriots' defensive line with a particular focus on Lawrence Guy and Adam Butler, both unrestricted free agents. Will one or both players be back in Foxborough next year? And also whether the mysterious Bo Allen will ever make an appearance in a Patriots uniform. We'll also be discussing the edge rush and whether or not the Patriots are finally ready to hand the edge off to Josh Uche and Chase Winovich. Last but certainly not least, Steve and I will be discussing the linebacker position. Juwan Bentley had a lot on his plate this year. A lot of that was unexpected. Can he shoulder the load in 2021? Also, what can we expect from Anfernee Jennings in his second year with the club? But if we're talking linebackers, folks, we're going to ask perhaps the most important question, whether or not Dante Hightower, after opting out of the 2020 season, will in fact return to Foxborough for the 2021 season. So a lot of questions for the Patriots on the defensive side of the ball, and in just a moment, Steve Balestrieri of PatsFans.com will join me here on the hot seat to talk about all things related to the Patriots' interior of the defensive line, the edge rush, and the linebacker position. And of course, if Steve is here, you know we're going to throw in at least one movie reference. This and more when the Locked On Patriots podcast continues. But first, Locked On listeners, the big game is set. Kansas City taking on Tampa Bay. It's the most wonderful time of the year for football fans, and also a time of year where a lot of you football fans want to put your prognostication skills to the test and maybe monetize it a little bit. If you're one of those fans, there is only one place that has you covered and one place we trust, betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use that promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus. Whether it be the latest lines or the over-under, betonline.ag has you covered. So don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. And don't forget to use that promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Don't delay, do it today. Sign up for a free account and use the promo code LOCKEDON for your sign-up bonus. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Locked On listeners, get more of the sports news you need in less time with our new Locked On Today podcast. Peter Bukowski hosts Locked On Today, a daily podcast breaking down the biggest stories with analysis from our local experts. Start your day with all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes. Subscribe to Locked On Today wherever you get your podcasts. Patriots fans, a lot of time and energy is being thrown around the fan base regarding who the quarterback of the New England Patriots will be in 2021. That's important. I'm not going to say it isn't, but the Patriots' work to build this upcoming season's roster on the defensive side of the ball, at least in my opinion, is going to be equally as important, maybe even more. And that's where we're going to spend our time today, on the defensive side of the ball. And to help me further break down the Pats' outlook into 2021 is my Patriots paisan. He's an amazing columnist for PatsFans.com and one of the best guys in this or any business. My good friend Steve Balestrieri joins me today. Steve, welcome back to Locked On Patriots for what is now your weekly appearance here each and every Tuesday on the pod.
I know, and I should start asking for more money, I think, right? But no, all kidding aside, thank you for having me on as always. You know I love talking football with my pies on, so.
Absolutely. Couldn't think of a better way to spend a Tuesday. Always enjoy when you join me here on the pod. Always informative, always spot on. And, you know, we always throw in some movie references, and we love that, and that's something that I think our listeners like as well. But, Steve, we constantly have been hearing that the Patriots need offensive weapons with a Z. I guess that's how the kids are doing it on social media nowadays. That's the most common narrative from the armchair analysts on social media, and we see it every day. To a certain extent, they're correct. I'm not going to sit there and say that they have no basis in that. You know, the Patriots do need to address the offense in a lot of ways, but buddy, with a background in both football and military, you know that defense is what wins. Defense is what is important. And that, I think, is where the Patriots need to focus a lot of energy this offseason. And they have some questions on the defense heading into 2021, primarily in their front seven. And I think that's where we'll spend our energy today. One of the most glaring deficiencies on this defensive unit in 2020 was their ability to stop the run. You wrote about it several times this year. I wrote about it several times this year. We've talked about it a lot, whether it be on One Patriots Place or here on Locked On Patriots. Pats had a difficulty stopping teams from running the ball. And it all worked hand in hand, whether it was having difficulty setting the edge, to a lack of presence in the middle of the defensive line, to poor tackling in the field. It just all cooked up to one perfect storm of deficiency is probably the best way for me to put it. Sound run defense is generally built in the interior of the defensive line. So we'll start there, buddy. When you talk about the interior of the defensive line, generically you, I mean, two names should come to mind to most Pats fans: Lawrence Guy, Adam Butler. By far the two best linemen in 2020 for New England, and they're both also headed to free agency. Now, Guy was once again, at least in my opinion, the most consistent member of this team's interior of the defensive line. One of the few bright spots in the running game. I thought he was one of their better run defenders. Butler has been disruptive as an interior pass rusher throughout his career. That's his bread and butter. I think he's made some strides as a run defender as well, but the Patriots lacked that true presence in the middle of that defensive line, something we've also discussed an awful lot this year. The mysterious Bo Allen, well, he is under contract this season, but you have to wonder whether he's going to be around given his injury history and some of the enigma that surrounds him. Steve, in your opinion, when you look at the interior of the defensive line, I consider it a priority for the Pats. Do you consider it a priority? And how do you think the Patriots are going to address this to try to help build up that run defense?
Yeah, as you mentioned, Mike, you know, we both wrote a lot about their deficiencies in the running game on the defensive side of the ball all year long. And it was an issue that really plagued the defense down the stretch, I thought. And, you know, when you look at things, they really missed that immovable object in the middle. You know, that was always a big Patriots, you know, I guess part of their defense. You go back to Ted Washington, you know, he was that guy. And then they had, you know, Vince Wilfork and, you know, to a lesser extent, Danny Shelton. And, you know, if I'm going to sit here and say, well, they really missed Danny Shelton, it seems kind of weird to say that, but they actually kind of did, because although Danny Shelton wasn't great, he was that big, you know, gap eater, that two-gap, you know, nose tackle. They really missed that. Bo Allen was supposed to be that guy. We never saw him on the field. He had some injuries, and then, you know, he was out for the year. Lawrence Guy tried to fill that. That's really not his role. He's more of a defensive tackle. He's not that nose tackle. But, you know, when you're looking at Lawrence Guy, I think it's imperative that they bring him back this year, because I thought he was their best defensive lineman, you know, game in, game out. Butler had his moments where, you know, for a couple of weeks there, where he was just unstoppable, especially as a pass rusher. But, you know, when you're looking at the big scheme of things, I don't know whether we're going to see Bo Allen next year. You know, he's under contract, but we'll see what happens with that. But the other thing is going to be, you know, who do they bring back? Because they have a lot of pieces on that defensive front seven that are free agents. But I think it all starts and ends with Lawrence Guy.
Without question. And to me, I think Lawrence Guy may be their priority signing this offseason. If there's one guy you can't afford to lose, and I know a lot of people are going to look at that and say, oh, well, Tooney on the offensive line, or Andrews, or James White, or some of the guys that are up for contract. And believe me, the Patriots do have a number of players that they need to address. I think Lawrence Guy is definitely at the top of that list, at least in the mix for their priority signing, for the reasons that you just said. Arguably their best run defender. He's definitely a great defensive tackle. That's where he's at his best. He's not the traditional nose, and Allen being in that role is something that the Patriots definitely envisioned him. He's carrying a salary cap hit of $3.95 million in 2021, so the Patriots would not have signed him to a deal like that unless they believed he was worth it and he was going to pay dividends in the middle part of that defense. Maybe he comes in, he's healthy, he's motivated, and he fills that role. But you have to wonder, if he starts to come in or if the Patriots have any questions, will they decide to just part ways with him rather than trying to get him ready again, invest the time that it takes to put him in the middle part of that defense, and then just find out that he's just not healthy or capable of being able to give them what they need this year? A lot of questions when it comes to that. Butler is a guy I would love to have back. My question mark on him is whether or not he will be priced out of the Patriots' range. Butler has had a couple of solid seasons. I think he's coming off of a very good season in 2020, so we'll see what happens there. But the Patriots have some work to do on the middle part of that interior of the defensive line, and hopefully they'll be able to do that and shore that up. Equally as difficult right now is the edge. And the edge has been pretty enigmatic for the Patriots for the past few seasons. We've seen flashes of talent and potential, but the Patriots struggled to set the edge this year, and that led to deficiencies again in the run game. And when they do struggle to set the edge like they did this year, it affects their entire defense. The duo that the Patriots fans are waiting to see unleashed is Chase Winovich and Josh Uche. Uche can play both on the edge, off the ball. A little more experience in both areas, I think, will help him turn into an every down player. And I think he can make that leap from rookie to sophomore season. Winovich, I think, is a realistic candidate to maybe take over the number one role as their number one edge rusher in 2021. But we saw flashes of Chase and some of the deficiencies that he has as well. He's got to get a little more consistent, especially when it comes to funneling those run plays into the middle. That's why we saw Chase disappear from the field quite often on 2020. I think he needs to really try to shore that up a little bit. Steve, do you think it's a bit early to turn the edge to Chase and Josh based on what you saw from them in 2020? And if it is, what's the best way to develop them in 2021?
Oh, that's a great question. I think, you know, when you're looking at the grand scheme of things, normally, you know, for a guy like Uche coming in, the Patriots kind of like to, you know, ease him into the mix. But because of the situation this year, you know, he was playing a lot of meaningful snaps. And I think that both of those guys are the future for this team. That's not to say they won't draft an edge guy early. because I think you can never have enough. It's like cornerbacks, you can never have enough really good edge players. But I think Uche and Winovich are definitely going to be the future for this team. Whether or not the Patriots believe that is another story. But as you said, Winovich needs to get better at setting the edge, and Uche just needs more experience, that's all. But, you know, what we saw from Uche, you saw that, you know, freakish athleticism that he possesses, and that's something you just can't teach. You know, Winovich is a really good pass rusher. Once he, you know, fixes some of his deficiencies, maybe puts on another 10 pounds, you know, in the running game, that will make a big difference for him. I think some of the other guys, they're going to cut their ties with. But one guy that I won't say that with, and I think they bring him back, was I thought he was playing very well last year until he got hurt, and that's Brandon Copeland. So I think, you know, bringing back that veteran like him, he's going to ease that transition for those young guys. And I think it's just a matter of experience and getting those guys out there in the field through all those situations. And that's the best way for them to learn what they need to do, you know, game in, game out, is just get that experience. And I think Uche might be their best pass rusher next year.
Yeah, I think Uche definitely has the opportunity to be able to do it. And again, I think he's capable of making that leap from year one to year two that Chase had a little bit of a different or a little bit more difficulty, a little bit of a different road to do that this year. Look, there's no question about his athleticism. You mentioned that, and his motor, just that ability to constantly be moving. But there are some deficiencies that need to be shored up. With Uche, I think he's a little bit more of a complete player, and I think he does have the chance to be one of their better pass rushers this year. You mentioned Brandon Copeland, listed as a true linebacker, but does set the edge and play well a lot. I would look for the Patriots to try to bring him back if I'm the Patriots. I think they will. I think it's going to be interesting to see what happens with him. Two guys that could be factors on the edge as well. Shalique Calhoun is someone that played, you know, an edge role off the, you know, linebacker position that can come in, play that. I think a lot's going to depend on whether the Patriots make moves at the outside linebacker position, how they project Josh Uche, how they project Anthony Jennings. But he could be an experienced rotational piece that could end up, you know, playing for the Pats this year and playing well. John Simon is another one who's been a reliable outside linebacker for the Pats' first two seasons here. Had some issues in 2020, especially toward the second half of the season. Whether he's played his last down in New England is up for, you know, conjecture at this point as well. If, again, they decide to develop Uche and Jennings, maybe bring back Calhoun, maybe Simon's played his last down in New England. But he's been a solid addition as well and a name to keep an eye on. We're just scratching the surface when it comes to what this team needs to do defensively in order to put together a potential plan of improving their roster this offseason. One of the biggest question marks on this team is at linebacker. Steve and I have danced around that a little bit, but we're going to hit it head on in just a moment. And while the Patriots have had a few signs of promise at the position, even in 2020, the biggest question for 2021 might just be whether a familiar face decides to return to Foxborough. Steve and I talked Dante Hightower and New England's linebackers when the Locked On Patriots podcast continues.
Patriots fans, you've all heard the phrase, often imitated, but never duplicated. I mean, is there a better phrase to describe your favorite football team in Foxborough? Six Super Bowl titles in just under two decades? Yeah, no other NFL team in the modern era can even come close to making that claim. Only the best can provide the best. And when it comes to protein bars, the only ones who could provide the best healthy, low-calorie, and delicious treats you know and love are the ones who provided the best in the first place. So prepare your taste buds for wow and make Built Bar your go-to protein bar right now. No one can do it like they do it. 100% real chocolate, soft, easy to chew, and Built Bar is available in mouth-watering flavors like cookies and cream, peanut butter brownie, apple almond crisp, lemon almond cheesecake, just to name a few. But Built Bar is not only low calorie and low sugar, but it's also high protein and high fiber. Great for all of you following the keto lifestyle. Built Bar has no crazy additives, half the calories of its most popular competitors, and get this, 7 times fewer carbs, 7 times fewer sugar grams, and more protein. How can it be that good for you and taste that good? Well, folks, all I can tell you is Built Bar is just that good. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON to get 20% off your next order. Don't delay. Do it today. Use promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off at BuiltBar.com. Locked On listeners, when it comes to repairing or maintaining your vehicle, why would you spend 30%, 50%, even 100% more for the exact same auto parts at a chain store or a new car dealership? It's still possible to take pride in your ride and even save a little in the process. Visit my good friends at RockAuto.com. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or your daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks, and they're delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and then choose the brands, the specifications, and here's the best part, folks, the prices you prefer. RockAuto.com's prices are always reliably low, and they're the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers just like you and me. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to RockAuto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Make sure to put Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. Patriots fans, betting on the NFL does not have to be a guessing game if you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. Get daily picks and quick-hitting advice to make the smartest possible wagers. Subscribe to the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by BetOnline.ag wherever you get your podcasts. Pats fan Steve Balestrieri joins me today, and but in 2020, the Patriots were inconsistent at best when it comes to the linebacker position. A lot of moving parts, a lot of difficulty when it came to players that were lost via free agency, via opt-out. A lot of it was because of the opt-out of Dont'a Hightower, if we're being honest. I think that really set them back in ways they didn't anticipate. And we'll get to Dont'a in just a moment. But I think the Patriots, Bud, still have a couple of linebackers on this team with a lot of upside. And by those, I'm meaning Juwan Bentley and Anthony Jennings. Bentley got a lot of share of criticism this season, and some of it was warranted, but I think he was being asked to play a role that he was really only partially ready to play. That was assuming the Dont'a Hightower role on this defense. That is a tough position to put somebody in, especially if they're not ready for it or not preparing for it all offseason long. Jennings showed some promise. He can play both off the ball. He can play on the edge. But there's some development that needs to be done there as well. Steve, the Patriots clearly have faith in both of these players, but the cupboard is pretty bare beyond them. How do you see the linebacking core for the Patriots shaping up this year? Putting Dont'a Hightower aside for just a moment, and what do you see in terms of them being able to do to increase the productivity from that position this year?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you're looking at the grand scheme of things, they really missed Hightower. And it wasn't fair because Bentley was still pretty much of a young player, you know, coming in and throwing all of what they did onto his plate. You know, he has his limitations as a linebacker, but I thought he did okay. You know, he had his moments, both good and bad. But, you know, what they asked him to do, and without, you know, surrounding him with any experience, I mean, I thought it was tough for him. Guy like Anthony Jennings, I thought had a kind of a rough rookie season. And again, they asked him to do a lot of different things. I mean, for a rookie, again, they usually ask these guys to sit back and learn on year one, but because of the situation they were in, he was thrown into the mix quite a bit, and they asked him to do different things. And I think he's going to be a lot better in year two. I really do. He's that typical larger, strong side linebacker. I think he's got a good future. I think they really like him. And, you know, obviously they picked him up from Alabama, and I know Nick Saban said that Jennings was one of his favorite players down there. So I think he's going to be just fine. But I think they need to look at getting some speed on this team in free agency. Bill likes his free agents. And, you know, there's a couple of guys I would love to see in a Patriots uniform, depending on how things work out as free agents. But I think they also have to dip into the draft. There's some really good linebackers coming out, and I would like to see them maybe grab one or two of them.
Yeah, and I think so. And we're going to get into more of the draft as the latter part of this week starts to hit, even in Super Bowl week a little bit, because let's face it, folks, you know, there's a lot to be said for the draft options for the Patriots this year. They'll have several picks, and this is a deep draft when it comes to a lot of different positions. You mentioned free agency, and I think that's going to be an interesting sell as well, because the Patriots don't have a whole lot on the roster right now behind promising players like Bentley and Jennings. You mentioned Brandon Copeland earlier. He is an unrestricted free agent. Do the Patriots bring him back on a one-year deal in a mentoring-type role where he can play on the edge and he can play at the linebacker position? That's a possibility. A guy that I really liked to pump the tires of simply because I just love the name, Cash Malawea. No, all kidding aside, there is a motor there as well. Maybe he can be a player that takes a little bit of a jump, a nice rotational piece, and a solid depth piece on this roster. But not much else beyond that. I mean, you've got, obviously, Terrence Hall was called upon to do a lot in the middle linebacker position this year. He struggled. He was up and down, but he's a depth piece at best. I don't see him being a cornerstone. But again, I think coming back to it, it's all about Bentley and it's all about Jennings. I've seen some people say, oh, well, they need to cut Bentley loose. That's not going to happen, folks, for three reasons. First of all, Bentley has a relatively cheap contract. He's not going to cut him loose. He's one of New England's most experienced players, despite being young. He still has a lot of mileage on him for the Patriots. And, you know, you get that green dot on the back of your helmet. I don't care when that happens. That shows that you have the trust of Bill Belichick. So I think he'll be back for that reason. And not for anything, but he is considered a leader on this defense. He was able to do it in spots last year. And regardless of who is in the middle part of that linebacking core, I think Bentley shows the ability to do it. Jennings, you're right. Jennings was moved all around the front seven. He appeared in 14 games for the Patriots, which is a lot for a rookie. And they trusted him in multiple roles. They asked him to set the edge versus the run, drop back into coverage, attack the field up, you know, attacking up the field as a pass rusher. He did all those, but I think he needs vast improvement in all of those areas. And I think there's a lot of upside. Again, you mentioned how much faith Nick Saban had in him. I think Belichick sees it. And I think Jennings is going to be solid as well. But, buddy, if we're being honest, I think the biggest question surrounding the Patriots linebacking position lies within Dont'a Hightower. I think it's one of the biggest questions they have on the defense as a whole in 2021. Dont'a is soon to be 31 years old. We don't really have a lead on whether he's going to continue his career or whether he's made his decision is to ride off into the sunset. If he does indeed come back, he's the team's number one linebacker. I don't think there's any question about it. He's a player that's smart. He knows how to run that defense. He's capable of playing both off the ball, on the edge. But if Dont'a retires, the Patriots are going to have to replace that cornerstone of their defense. And that means increased roles for guys like Juwan Bentley, Anthony Jennings. We saw what happened this year. They'll make the jump a little bit, but it's still a huge void for this team. If there is a silver lining, if Dont'a Hightower does decide to walk away, the Patriots are in line for a cap savings of about $9.95 million. So that would be the only positive, I think, coming out of Dont'a walking away. I still say I'd rather have him in the lineup than have the $9.95 million, but that's just me. What do you see happening with Dont'a this offseason, Steve? And how prominent should he be factoring into the Patriots' plans for 2021 right now?
Yeah, I think you know, the big question is, will he come back? And I think he has to factor into their decision whether or not, you know, he chooses to retire or not. Because, you know, with the COVID, he opted out last year and the situation really hasn't changed. So, you know, does he opt out again and decide to call it a career because, you know, whatever, you know, his family was facing is still there? We don't know. And, you know, is the desire still there? He's a guy that's made a lot of money. He's won championships. So, you know, that part of his motivation might be, sapped by what he's already accomplished. So if the Patriots can bring him back, I think they really need to. They miss that leadership, that experience, and that versatility. He can do just about everything on the front seven, and he has. And I really think they need to bring him back, if at all possible. And again, it all depends on him, what his mindset is for coming back. But I think more than anything, they need to get a decision on where he's at as quickly as possible, because if he's not coming back, then they need to address that in free agency before, most of those experienced guys get gobbled up. So they need to be talking with him. I'm sure they already have been. But I think that's a big thing, is they need to get a decision on him one way or the other really soon.
Yeah, without any question. And I think it will be something that the Patriots will look at. And look, I don't think there will be a lot of mystery surrounding Dante's decision to return much longer, for the reasons that you said. Dante realizes that there is a lot at stake when it comes to himself, when it comes to the team, and he's going to make the decision that's best for he and his family. If, in fact, he does walk away, it will be painful for Patriots Nation. There's no question about it. I really would love to see him back on the field, but you can understand, after everything that, everybody went through this year and all that he's accomplished in his career up until this point, you can definitely get it, and there's no one in Patriots Nation that would wish him ill will for doing so. On the flip side, you would love to see him come back and mentor a lot of the young players on this defense. I often, sat back and wondered how Dante Hightower would be able to mentor guys like Josh Uche and Anthony Jennings last year, and even Cash Malawea, and seeing what these guys are able to do with a player like that that's been so battle-tested, that has the ability to mentor and to coach his players on the field. I just think it would be an amazing learning experience for all of them, and really bringing them into where they need to be. So we'll find out, but I agree with you. We will find out sooner rather than later. And if the Patriots, the earliest they do find out, they're going to have to put that plan into action, because linebacker was a concern for this team this year. And if they know that Dante Hightower is not going to be a part of their long-term plans, it's going to be one that they're going to have to address both through the draft and through free agency. Bud, what can I say? I always appreciate you stopping by here on a Tuesday. A little bit of a defensive focus today. Usually we're all over the place, but really focusing in a little bit more on the Pats defense. But who better to talk defense with, like I said, than a man with not only a big football background, but also an honorable military background. And I couldn't think of, one better guy to talk to on this subject today. We're all proud of you, you being a war hero and all. Had to work in one. We didn't work in a multiple.
Yeah, you had to work in one Godfather reference there. So.
We was all proud of you, you being the hero and everything. Your father, too. For those of you that don't, and again, most of you should be, but we do have new listeners each and every day, and we appreciate them very much. Steve, please let all of our listeners know where they can find you on social media, where they can find your great work, and what we can look forward to in the coming days and weeks when it comes to the great pen of Steve Balistrieri.
Well, thanks again for having me, Mike. And to clarify that, I was no hero, but thanks for that mention anyway. You can find me on Twitter at SteveB7SFG. I write for PatsFans.com. We do a podcast there, Patriots 4th and 2. We also, I do a podcast with our good mutual friend, Thomas Murphy, called One Patriot Place, and we'll be getting together soon for one of those, I'm sure. And we need to get you back on that one, but yeah, we'll be looking at free agency. We'll start doing some draft profiles of some guys coming up, and we'll be looking at how the Patriots can get off that 7-9 mark there and start building back toward playing deep into the season, like two teams are this upcoming Super Bowl.
Absolutely. It's just not fun watching the playoffs without your team involved. I know Tom and Gronk are doing their thing down in Tampa, and they're playing for a Super Bowl, and it really is remarkable, and I don't say that tongue-in-cheek, folks. I, for one, am a huge Tom Brady fan. So is Steve. So is Merv. And we all, you know, appreciate what Tom is doing. But, you know, if it's not the flying Elvis logo on the side of the helmet, it just doesn't seem the same. So we want to get back to that point, and we will continue to bring you that coverage. As for being back on One Patriots Place, just say the word, buddy. It's like a homecoming every time I'm there. You and Murph are family to me, and I love having you on, and I always love having you guys on here to lend your wisdom and counsel to our listeners here at Locked On Patriots. Once again, my friend, stay safe, stay well. We look forward to talking again next week in the meaty part of Super Bowl week. I'm sure we'll have things to say about Tom and the Buccaneers, but as I always say, this is Locked On Patriots, and that's where the center of this discussion will always surround. Thanks again, buddy, and talk to you again next week.
Okay. Thanks for having me, Mike.
And just like that, Patriots Nation, we're almost at the halfway mark of your work week. But fear not, because we have only just scratched the surface when it comes to your New England Patriots news, notes, and analysis here on the pod. So to be sure that you do not miss a single second of the action, subscribe and download the Locked On Patriots podcast on platforms such as Stitcher, Spotify, Radio.com, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. Just make sure that you're staying locked in to Locked On Patriots. Once again, my name is Mike DeBate. I thank my good friend Steve Balestrieri for his time, his insight, and his appearance on today's pod. But most of all, I thank you all so much for listening and for making Locked On Patriots a daily part of your New England Patriots coverage. Until tomorrow, Foxborough faithful, stay safe, stay well, continue to be the change you wish to see in the world. Have a great day, everyone.